Thank you, Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates. As a member of Afghanistan Hindu and Sikh communities and a senator, I will shed some light on the plight of minorities, children, and persons with disabilities today. Afghanistan faces a dark reality where the fundamental essence of life, from the unborn to the elderly, in under siege. This review must confront the stark truth. The standards that define a human life are eroding in Afghanistan, leaving its people in a state of existence akin to slavery in the 21st century, devoid of agency over their own bodies and fates. Afghanistan's rich tapestry of ethnic and religious communities previously enjoyed certain protection under national laws that facilitated their participation in public and political lives. Since the Taliban's takeover, these protections have been dismantled, leading to increased persecution and exclusion. Targeted attacks against minority have escalated. For instance, the Hazara community has suffered significantly, with UNAMA documenting 345 casualties, 95 killed, 250 wounded in attacks within a recent year. Since the military takeover, persons with disabilities face increased vulnerability. The systematic exclusion and targeting of these groups highlight a grave disregard for the diversity and rights of Afghanistan's minority population. Presently, the Sikh and Hindu community in Afghanistan has reduced to a countable few, a number that can be counted on fingertips. With the identities of each individual known by name, this is a stark testament of the fact that over 99% of the Sikh and Hindu population has felt compelled to leave the country. Persons with disabilities also continue to face escalating barriers to access essential services, including adequate medical and healthcare services and humanitarian support, especially in rural areas. Because of the economic crisis, services has been reduced or ceased. It is critical of establish an independent and investigative mechanism to address and document ongoing human rights abuses in Afghanistan. The body would not only provide a platform for justice and accountability, but also support the vital work of civil society organizations, human rights defenders, journalists, and media workers who continue to expose these violations under challenging circumstances. We urge the international community to unite in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan, particularly the vulnerable groups suffering daily under these oppressive conditions. It is imperative that we support effort to hold the Taliban accountable and re-establish mechanisms that ensure the protection and promotion of human rights across Afghanistan. Thank you. God bless Afghanistan.